Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise on this 4th of July weekend. It's a really long weekend for some. Yeah, they started taking off last Thursday. And then for others, not so much, because at the bank is open on Monday. So that means that they have to go to work on Monday. And some of the other post office, mailman, all that sort of stuff, open on Monday. So back to work they go. But for some of us, well, not Sean and I, it's a long weekend. Speaking of Sean, joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan, as always. Hi, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I am fine. So it's kind of weird it being on a Tuesday. So from now on out, Tuesday, Wednesday, well, Thursday's not so bad. When 4th of July hits Wednesday.
Yeah, that's the weird one.
That's a
bummer. Right in the middle of the week.
Yeah, for everyone, because they can't figure out how they can justify taking that much time off in between. You know, now they can sort of get away with a Monday.
But they can save it now. If they have some vacation days
or
some sick days or something, they can save it.
Oh.
They know when they can use it.
Okay, well, I'll be saving mine because we're here. Does that mean we get to save ours because we're
here for next year? Oh, I think that's what they told me.
All right. So we'll wait till it's on Wednesday and then, well, that won't really affect us anyway. All right. We want to give a shout out to Harold Matzner. Happy 80th birthday to Harold. Big spread in the paper this morning. I mean, pages and pages and pages of happy birthdays to Harold. So again, happy birthday, 80, for him. So of course, huge philanthropist in the Coachella Valley. According to the reports, he's given over $70 million to nonprofits.
That's more than I'll ever see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't even think in those numbers.
No, I don't. My wife, you know, let's buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Just give me a piece of the lottery. Let me win it with like 100 people. I'll be fine. Yeah.
Well, I really think when it gets up to... I really think it should be a cap at $1 million. I'd rather have 40 people win $1 million than one person win $40 million or $100 million that they have no idea what to do with.
There's a lot of really bad stories on that side.
Really bad. And they say that 90%, a big portion of the time, those people that win those humongous lottery amounts are broke in about 5 years.
Yeah.
Because
or in the ground, like they don't they don't do well.
Yeah, they don't. The pressure of all these friends, all of a sudden, everybody has an idea.
All of a sudden, you have all kinds of family you didn't know about.
Yeah, exactly. And there's all these investments for you. So anyway, I've always thought that give a lot of people $1 million. That could change so many lives.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of one person who looks at the check and they say, oh my gosh. So. all right. We want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club in Monterey for our huge box of donuts. Wait till you open that box. It is like packed to the gills.
Really?
Yeah.
Last week it was too. Last week there was a bunch of donut holes in there.
Oh, and I like donut holes.
Yeah, there was like a bunch of them.
I opened that last week and saw that. And I didn't take one though, but I thought about it. Yeah. Sometimes I just like to look and see what Jennifer and Michael put in there because I never know. It's always a surprise. And I did see the donuts holes and I like that. But so thanks, you guys. They're by Albertsons there in the shopping. Albertsons Shopping Center on the corner of Country Club in Monterey. Best donuts in the Coachella Valley. Today we're presented by Diane Williams and Associates, the on-site sales team at Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. Experience trust, trust experience, and they're having a huge 4th of July celebration at Indian Ridge Country Club. So if you are a resident there or you are thinking about being a resident there, definitely think hard because it really is a gorgeous, gorgeous community. And that is, of course, in Palm Desert on Country Club. Yeah. All right. Yesterday on television, I was there. I did a little snippet of the California Science Center.
Oh, yeah.
Just to give everyone a tease. Yeah. And went over very well. It was weird. You know, Sean, this is the strangest thing. And those of you out there, think about it. Those of you who see me on television on Thursdays and Friday mornings on Fox 11 for Traveling with Françoise, and you also see me on that segment on KESQ, you don't think what someone wears has that much effect on people.
Right.
But for some reason, I don't know what it is. I've been obsessed lately with what I'm wearing on TV. I was in Carlsbad filming Carlsbad during the week for the new episode coming up about Carlsbad.
Right.
I couldn't sleep for two nights in a row because I didn't
know what you were going to wear.
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know what the problem is because I knew I wasn't going to wear the same thing for 2 days because this show is actually a trip where there's more than one day involved. So I was thinking about that. And then I got past all that. I finally figured out. It took way too much, but at least I had a selection with me. And then for Saturday morning, I had this whole outfit in my mind. And then I'm laying in bed, and I have to get up at 5:30, which also, you know, when you have to get up early, it messes up your whole night. It messes up your whole – I don't care.
Going to bed suddenly is difficult because you're just thinking – oh, I got to get up in a little bit.
Yeah.
I got to go to sleep because I got to get up in a little bit.
Right.
For
Why
hours.
Bother? Why bother? go to sleep. So, and I could not go to sleep because I did not, the outfit I had picked, I knew I had wore that a month ago. I said, if I wear that again, people are going to be wondering why I'm wearing that again. So anyway, in the middle of the night, I changed my whole outfit. And then everyone loved this outfit. Gray top, pink jacket, white pants. And it was strange. Anyway, so that's all things you have to deal with when you do that television stuff. So anyway, if you miss any episode of Traveling with Françoise, the travel show on Fox 11, you can go to the website now, travelingwithfrancoise.com. All the episodes are posted on the TV page. Please, you can watch every episode at your leisure right there. And then we'll be coming up with a new episode for Carlsbad in just probably about a week because we have to put it all together. But I think we're currently airing the Salton Sea episode. And then we'll air Mount Palomar and probably the Science Center again. But before that, the new episode will be out. So there. Filled you in on that. But we have, yes, a couple new episodes coming up. And then the Pageant of the Masters, I'm still trying to figure that out on how we're going to do the behind the scenes. I'm supposed to tape that next Sunday. That will be a new episode of Well, and then Nashville. All right, 4th of July. This is 4th of July week. We already talked about it. I wanted to give you, I have some free events. I'm going to tell you where to watch the fireworks later on. But I just want to let everyone know that those of you under BurTech, and I would imagine the other trash companies in the valley. Which there's two. Is there Palm Springs?
I was going to say, yeah, there's like a Palm Springs Waste Management or something like
something
that.
Something like that.
Oh, no, I think you're right. I think it is Disposal.
Disposal. Yeah. And then there's BurTech.
Yep.
And I'm not sure what's down way in the East Valley. That
I'm not sure
I don't know. But BurTech, they will be closed on 4th of July. So I imagine all the others will as well.
I would think so.
Yeah. And so they will be closed. So if you have pickup on the 4th of July, collection service will be delayed one day for the remainder of the week.
I think that's funny because nobody ever knows. Nobody ever thinks about it. And you see trash cans out there for about 3 days.
But yeah, right. So they'll put it out Wednesday. And the Wednesday people, I guess, won't get picked up till Thursday.
Right.
But they'll have theirs out. Anyway, just telling you, if they don't, how about let's look at it this way. If your trash isn't picked up on Tuesday, don't worry about it.
Right.
They'll get it on Wednesday.
You didn't miss it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I went this week to a CVB mixer at the new Aqua California Bistro at the river.
I walked past you, I'm sure, because I walked past there and I was like, what are they doing in there?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, where'd you go? The movies or something?
Yeah, we went and had dinner earlier that night.
Where'd you go there?
Went to Babes.
Oh, you did go to Babes. Oh, okay. Yeah, I like Babes. They have a lot of good restaurants there.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah. Well, this one is owned by the Kellers, who had the one that was there before the one that was right in the middle.
Right.
What was Agua Plaza at the river. Right. So they're going back in there. And here I thought, I'm thinking the restaurant's going to be done. And
No,
wasn't done. I walked in. It's a shell. We were all in the little convention room that they have. Very nice, though. That part's very pretty. I did a video. But they're a little behind on schedule, and no one seemed to know why. I'm sure it permits, who knows, permits and stuff that happens. But it looks like it's going to be very nice when it's finished, very open. The big glass wall that separated the bar from the dining area, all that's gone. It's going to be really bright and light. So I like it. I think it fits a little bit more. I'm not really into dark restaurants.
No, I'm not either. I like the colorful, the kind of playful vibe. It just, I don't know, it just has a happier feeling. Not that the other one is not a sad feeling, but it's just kind of a more intimate, kind of romantic feeling.
Yeah, yeah. I know they're trying to get that fine dining feel.
Right.
But I still, it's the desert. I just am not, I don't know.
It can still be casual.
Yeah. It can be very nice and very fine dining, but some of these restaurants, a little bit brighter, not so dark.
Right.
Yeah, but maybe some people don't want to be seen, though. So those are perfect restaurants.
That's true, too.
Let's go in there because no one will see us. But anyway, I'll let you know when it opens, but it is not open yet. Right, other things in the news I thought were kind of interesting. Star Wars, R2-D2 droid. I'm a big reader, a voracious reader. I read every night. And there's one, J.D. Robb. I don't know if anyone out there has ever read their kind of murder mystery with a doctor, with a... Eve Dallas, she's a cop and stuff. Anyway, I really like them, but they're always talking about droids. They're futuristic.
Right.
And in it, they have these droids that actually take care of people. They're housekeepers.
Right.
They work at hotels. It's really, it's something because you could see it happening. Well, the R2-D2 droid just sold, the one that was in Star Wars, for $2.76 million. So
that sounds like a lot, but it actually seems low to me.
See, I feel like
that's low.
I thought the same darn thing because this droid, frankly, made history.
Right.
R2-D2. And I thought that was a little low myself. It said Darth Vader's helmet from the original film sold for $96,000. I'm sure the people who bought these that are crazy Star Wars fans, they're really excited.
Right.
And they say Skywalker's lightsaber from the first two films sold for $450,000. Now, that seems...
Wow, they all seem low.
Yeah. That's kind of weird. But anyway, I just... So R2-D2 maybe will be droiding around someone's home. And then we talked about Crayola. Remember the blue?
Oh, yeah, the contest, right?
They got rid of, was it yellow or Crayolas? They got rid of one color. And they're a step closer to finding a name for its new blue crayon, which is going to replace, I think it was a yellow one. So they've narrowed it down to five different names. And I'm going to give you the five. And I know which one I like. And Sean, you tell me which one you like.
Okay.
People are going to pick one of the five. So it's Dreams Come Blue, Blutiful, Moon Bliss, Reach for the Stars, and Starred Spangled Blue.
I like Blutiful.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
I like Star Spangled Blue.
That one's fun.
Yeah.
I like Reach for the Stars, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, just because I like the little inspirational ones. Like, oh, there you go. But
yeah, Moon.
The one I would pick, if I were to go and vote, would be Blutiful.
Blutiful? Hmm, yeah. Okay. Moon Bliss kind of doesn't fit with, no. I don't think that one's. And Reach for the Stars, I think the ones that have the word blue in them.
Right.
I kind of like
right.
Them. So if you have something to say, folks, you can always call the show at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. Today on the show is for the next 2 hours, somewhere in between, I'll give out passes. 2 3-day general admission passes to Comic-Con Palm Springs. That's August 25th through 27th. Linda Carter and so many other people are going to be there. I have passes for 2 at the Living Desert, and I also have passes for 2 at the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. And also, I am going to post a new Pageant of the Masters ticket giveaway on the website. We have a winner for that. Her first name is Jenna. Can't think of her last name. Just put all those in a bucket last night and drew a winner, so we do. But I have more Pageant of the Masters tickets to give away. In fact, we have a lot of stuff to talk about, so we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have some weekly announcements and more. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio, 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and the 100.9 FM news station out there. All right, it is time for the Get a Life Weekly announcements brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, Gallery 500, Italia, and so many, the boardroom, and a lot of office associates there, because that is a big professional building. They're located on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. Call them today at 760-864-6500 or on the web at the500ps.com. All right, if you'd like 2 passes to the Living Desert that expire in November, which comes along with a free scoop of ice cream at Ben and Jerry's at the river, give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255, and I will mail these out to you. All right, Diane Williams and Associates, we talked a little bit about that. In Indian Ridge, they have a big 4th of July barbecue event going on. You have to be a member there to go or be friends of someone that lives there, and you get to come in as a guest. But that's going to be a lot of fun over there at Indian Ridge. Right, McDonald's, we talked about them on Uber Eats. Now, they are part of Uber Eats. They say it is available from more than 1,000 locations in Los Angeles, Chicago, Columbus, and Phoenix. So I can't believe that Dick Shalhoub is not having that down here. We need to get Dick on the show and talk to him about when Uber Eats is coming to the Coachella Valley. You know how he is, though. He says, Françoise, we can't talk about that right now, but then we'll get him to talk about it. So, really exciting. Coachella Valley Volkswagen, they have a big 4th of July sale going on. They have a ton of pre-owned vehicles, along with a lot of new vehicles. The other day when I was in there, there was one Atlas. I think they had 1 or 2. But they are going really fast. So if you're looking for the Atlas by Volkswagen, I'd call them first. Make sure they still have them. Tell them that you you heard it on Traveling with Francoise, and you'll get a free oil change. I know they'll do something for you over there at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Talk to Armin, Cedar, Manny, all the guys over there. But love my Atlas, so get on over there. And if, like I say, you're looking for pre-owned vehicles, they have a ton, a huge selection at great, great prices. Okay, professional sharpening. You know who to call? Tony Quinzio. Yes, scissors, knives, he does it. 310-365-5444. So, and he will come to your house or meet you somewhere, or you two figure it out and get all those knives and scissors and stuff that you use that need to be sharpened. What, cuticle cutters, clippers? I don't know. Toenail clippers? I don't know. Do they do that? Give Tony a call. Ty Smile and Rancho Mirage, they are in their summer hours, so make sure that you call them to find out exactly what their summer hours are. They open daily at 11:30 a.m. and I think they close at 2, then they open back up at 4:30. So Ty Smile, Rancho Mirage. Sean, we have a winner.
You do. You have Barbara from Palm Springs.
Okay.
Hello, Francois.
Hello, Barbara. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm so excited I get to go see Harold the giraffe, the baby giraffe.
Oh, I thought you were going to go. Yeah, I know. That's kind of funny. Every people are going to walk up to Harold Matzner and say, hey, I saw your yeah, your animal brethren over there.
Yeah, well, that was quite a nice little tribute to him. And my husband had a birthday yesterday.
Okay.
And he was wearing his Money 1200 T-shirt with a little pin that said, happy birthday to me.
Aw, good
and,
for him.
And my birthday's July 5.
Okay, my birthday's this month also.
Oh, goody. So, what day?
The 14th.
All righty.
Bastille Day. So we're all Cancer babies.
Yes, we are. Summer cancers.
And rubies, when I was at the gemological, the GIA in Carlsbad, the Gemological Institute there, the rubies, oh my gosh, Barbara, just gorgeous, just gorgeous.
I love rubies, yes, can't get enough. They are lovely. How fun was that?
It was fun. So congratulations, happy birthday to you and your hubby. I would sing you a song, but you don't want me to do that because it wouldn't be that good. So I'm just going to wish you a happy birthday and have fun at the Living Desert. And you'll get that scoop of ice cream. In fact, you know what? For your hubby, I'm going to throw in a card for another scoop of ice cream. How's that?
Oh, my goodness. He's going to be so happy. He got a big chocolate cake yesterday. He's 66. I put 6 candles in it.
You know, that's right. I mean, we don't need, it's just a number. So as long as you have a couple candles to blow out, that's all we need.
Yes, perfect. And I haven't been to the Living Desert in a while, so I'm thrilled.
Oh, well, fantastic. Barbara, thank you so much for listening. Have a good time and happy birthday, everyone out there.
You
and your
hubby. Thank you very much. You
too. Okay, bye-bye. All right, Braille Institute. Remember, they have a lot of options for you. Check it out. They have all their summer programs. They have their audio books on tape, over 100,000 versions in there for you to listen to. So the Braille Institute, give them a call. All their programs are free, 760-321-1111, and they say it's for from low vision loss to no vision loss. So they do a good job with that. The 500, they have their charging stations over there. They are now open, and they have their solar parking now. Very, very nice. The first 30 minutes is free. So check it out when you go on in there to Ristretto or Gallery 500 or to use the boardroom. Charge your car. There you go. Command One Security. I'm talking to Sherry. I want to get Sherry on the phone to talk about security now, because it keeps changing with technology. Security is never the same, constantly changing. And it's up to the companies to change with this. So I want to have Sherry Sandifer, the owner of Command One Security, to come on the show and tell us about some of the new security items that people are using out there, the new technology. We'll find out about it from her. But if you're looking for any type of security for your home or business, please call Command One Security. They cover the entire Coachella Valley, and all their information is on the website. And then we're Nova Solar. I was at the river. You were at the river, Sean. Did you go around by the solar parking?
I did. I did see it's not done yet, though, right? They have a bunch of stuff going. Yeah, it's construction.
In fact, I posted a video saying, come on, guys. Can you get that done now? Because it's 100 degrees out here.
It's hot. And you know what's funny? I have to say, because when I was heading over there, it was right about dinner time.
Oh.
And as I was on my way, I suddenly panicked a little. Because parking sometimes there is fun already.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how much of the parking lot is blocked off? But you know what? It was either a lot of people had that same thought and went somewhere else, or they got things moving okay in there, because I had no trouble finding parking.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I think when there's a movie premiere, that's when it's crazy over there. Other times, there was, I parked over by the solar parking because I wanted to take a video of the Renova and post it, which I did to show everybody that they're really close now. It looks like they're maybe fine-tuning the boxes and then they
making
have to
sure everything's good.
Yeah, and then clean up that hole underneath and take the fence down. I don't know. It looked to me like it was really close to being done, but it looks very nice, and people will now be fighting for – this is when us desert rats, we call ourselves. I don't know why. It's not a very attractive term, but it's funny how we fight for these these spots with shade.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll drive around until I find this little tiny tree that
I was just saying, even if it's a little tree, you see every little tree, there's six cars around it.
Yeah, exactly. I told you what happened when I went to get my nails done about the fellow who gave me his parking spot.
No.
Didn't I tell you that? Did I? I thought I said that last. Anyway, it's a really cute story. I'll make it quick. I went to get, I go to Johnny at J. Russell's inside.
Okay.
That's where I get my nails done. And when I was parking, it was, of course, 120 degrees. It was one of those really hot days.
Right.
And I pulled around. I parked sort of in the shade. And I saw this guy on the other side of my parking spot had the whole tree covering his car. And I thought, dang, that's a great spot. He just happened to be walking down to get in his car. And he saw me getting out of mine. He said, hey, if you want this spot, I'll hold it until you drive around and you can have it.
Oh, yeah?
I said, sure. I jumped back in and hopped around. And I thought, how nice was that?
That was nice.
That was really nice. So I'm going to remember to do that when I'm going to a shaded spot and I see somebody driving around
looking
for a spot.
Once you get a gem, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to wave them over and say I'm right there. But yeah, that was really nice because we do look for the covered parking now.
You need it. I mean, it's so hot that even in the shade, it's hot. So you want that little bit of extra protection.
But this week, though, it's been better than it was.
This week's been pretty nice, yeah.
Yeah, and in Carlsbad, it was 69 degrees.
Oh, yeah?
I was freezing. I was cold. I had sandals on. I thought, come on, Francoise, toughen up.
I can do this.
Yeah, this is beautiful weather. All right. On that note, we have to get to our freebies. We'll do that in just a little bit, but we're going to step aside. When we come back, Jack Zarebnik and Todd Flood will be joining us to talk about the second annual Taste of Summer Rancho Mirage. That's the full name. I'm just going to call it the Taste of Rancho Mirage. How's that? We'll be right back, folks. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. Right, as I said on my Facebook video, you can go to our Facebook page, Traveling with Francoise. Well, actually, Francoise Rhodes. I haven't switched it over yet to Traveling With, but you will see my guest in studio, Todd Flood and Jack Zarebnik. I practiced so much. How about Jack S.?
How about just Jack? Okay.
All right, you guys. It's been a year since you were in. You were in here last year. We were talking about your inaugural annual Taste of Summer Rancho Mirage. And first of all, I heard great reviews about the inaugural one. I went to some of the events myself, some of the restaurants. But I'm going to let you two tell us a little bit how your inaugural, your first event went. How did it go, Jack?
Well, from the kickoff party that we had at Perch last year, it was probably the greatest kickoff party in the Valley has ever seen. And then that rolled over last year. We did 1 week in July and 1 week in August where participating restaurants in Rancho Mirage gave $4 cocktails, a $4 appetizer, $4 desserts. And at the same time, we gave out over 3,000 bracelets, which charities sold at $10 a bracelet. So the charities made anywhere between $25,000 and $30,000 in the Valley.
Wow, great start.
Well, so this year we want to take it a little further, and we added an extra week in September. Mm-hmm. We didn't make it a dessert week and a drinks week. The restaurants can do whatever they want. If you go to the website, you'll see we have 20 restaurants that are participating. There's 7 to 9 charities that are participating, so you can buy your bracelets from the charity or from chamber. It's Todd and I like to think of this as a win-win-win. Mm-hmm. The charities make money, which is something they desperately need. The residents get to come into these restaurants and have a good time and enjoy themselves and get a deal. And the restaurants get butts in seats.
Right. Well, and it's summer, too. And that's kind of when the locals, all of us that are here during the summer, we love it because we can go to a lot of the restaurants and not wait because, frankly, they're just not so packed. So, Todd, now, the city of Rancho Mirage, they are part of this.
Correct.
Correct. Yes. So they come on board. And let's talk about, now you don't have to be a resident of Rancho Mirage to enjoy this.
No, the idea is that it's valley wide. So, you know, we made it open to all the charities from all over the valley. So they're selling bracelets, you know, valley wide.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping to pull people in from the other communities. That's kind of one of the ideas, is to bring people from outside that might not normally venture into Rancho Mirage, because let's face it, a lot of people stay within their communities year round.
Yeah, so, and we have so many fabulous restaurants just right here in this Rancho Mirage Palm Desert area. You kind of come here, you don't need to leave and go outside of it. So now you talked about the charities, Todd. Yeah, the charities that are selling the bracelets. Is it too late? Because the first week is July 7th. Through the 16th. That is the first week for the Taste of Summer Rancho Mirage. Do charities still have a chance to jump on board? Because you have a week in August and a week in September and start selling wristbands.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're encouraging the other charities that haven't participated to come in and get bracelets from the Rancho Mirage Chamber and then go out and sell those bracelets. And they keep 100% of the proceeds from those bracelets.
Wow, that's huge. That yeah. is really nice. And it's a win-win, because people wearing their bracelets, they get specials on whatever the restaurant wants to offer specials on.
And a lot of the restaurants will continue not only to do it that first week of whatever, but continue it through the month. So for us at Maracas, we'll continue to run the special, even though it's supposed to be a week in each month.
Yeah.
We'll continue to run the entire summer.
We just wear our bracelets all the time.
That's it.
It's just, what color are the bracelets, Jack?
Bracelets are orange and waterproof, so you can wear them all summer long.
Okay, and they have on them.
It's our website, tasteofsummerrm.com.
Okay. All right, now let's talk about a little bit about the restaurants that are involved with this off the top of your head. And another thing, maybe I could be wrong, but do the restaurants still have time to sign on if they want to be part of this?
Yes, they do. That's a very good question, because as we have a lot of publicity going out on this, as your show and other things, and then we get phone calls from restaurants, say, what about us? Restaurants could sign on all year long. As I said, we're at about 20 right now. A lot of repeats, a lot of new ones. We have, as you know, we would have the Slice Pizzeria, and we have Maracas. Those are very good restaurants. Then we have Bernie's and Ritz-Carlton, and Shame on the Moon is coming the first time this year. And, I've known.
But it is exclusive to
Rancho Mirage. Right. Yes.
They have to be a Rancho Mirage member of the chamber, which makes them a member of the Restaurant Association.
Okay. Well, I think that's easy enough done, because there are a lot of chamber members in Rancho Mirage. So a lot of great restaurants. And again, it's not, folks, just don't think you're going in and you're just limited to maybe a cocktail or appetizer or dessert. This year, the restaurants get to call what they want to do, and they're so supportive of causes like this that we know that they're going to be very, 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 very generous. Now, $10, such a deal.
It's a very easy deal. And, you know, a lot of the charities are getting very creative. Like the Desert AIDS Foundation had a dinner a few weeks ago, and they just added $10 to the ticket and gave everybody a bracelet.
That is creative.
The American Cancer Foundation has someone on their board with Morgan Stanley, and he bought bracelets and gave out to his clients. So there's a lot of things you could do. It's $10. It's more we're trying to make money for the charities.
Right.
It doesn't make money for anybody.
Yeah. And it's a win-win for everyone involved. We get to go eat. We get to support a charity of our choice and have a great time.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
We're going to have what's called meetups. We're going to have throughout the year on Facebook, we're going to say, hey, let's all go have a margarita at Maracas on Thursday night. Let's go to Bernie's and have their thing. Let's go to Ritz-Carlton's doing ceviche. So we're going to have meetups. And it's going to be informal, but it's going to be fun.
That's going to be a lot of fun. So now you talked about the Facebook page. Which Facebook page are you talking about?
It's Dine Rancho Mirage.
Dine Rancho Mirage. All right. I want to make a note of that so people know. I can tell them about it as we go. Dine Rancho Mirage Facebook, so they'll find out where all these meetups are happening.
And also, if they go to Taste of Summer RM, We'll have all the restaurants participating in the deals they have, and we'll have that on that also.
There'll be right. a link.
Everything on the website, yeah. Just always, and the website right now is already on Traveling with Francoise. They're on the home page. I'll leave it up there. I'll move it back to the events page so you can always find it and go straight and see who's doing what, who's jumped on boards. And one thing I want to clear up again, just for those out there that you have a charity that you work with, any charity in the Coachella Valley can be part of this, not just a charity in Rancho Mirage.
Correct. And right. if you have a charity and you want to sell bracelets, call right. up Rancho Mirage Chamber of okay. Commerce and go in there. They'll give you 25, 50, 100 mm-hmm. bracelets.
Okay.
And what you do with them, you know, if you sell them, that's great.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Just want to be sure because I don't want anybody to think it's exclusive to Rancho Mirage.
No, and most of the charities are outside of Rancho Mirage.
Outside of Rancho Mirage. And again, folks, this Taste of Summer Rancho Mirage is for everyone. Everyone. You don't need to live in Rancho Mirage to enjoy it. And I love the fact, too, of your meetups because there are folks out there. I have a lot of listeners who do the solo thing. They travel solo. They go out to eat solo. And these meetups are really fun because
right.
nobody kind of knows who's with who once you right. get in these settings.
We had a couple of them kind of impromptu last year, and they yeah. were a lot of fun.
Yeah, they yeah. are fun. Yeah. So I love the fact of that also. So this is happening. The kickoff party is July 6th. How do we get to go to the kickoff party? That happens at Perch. They did it last year. It was packed. I remember being there. Lots of people seemed like they were buying more bracelets at the counter there when they came in.
There is going to be the fire department will be selling bracelets uh-huh. at the counter. You need a bracelet to get in. If you don't have a bracelet, come down that night and mm-hmm. buy one at the counter. The food is all being sponsored by Cisco Food Service. We have different alcohol. We have Babes is going to be there with the beer. Rum Chata is going to be there.
We've got Sailor Jerry with a Mai Tai bar.
Okay.
And Vector Vodka is going to be
there. Vector Vodka. Yeah. They're a new player here in the Coachella Valley also. Yeah,
and,
it's going to be fun.
And Brandini's is doing Brandini's Float.
Oh,
It is going to be a fun thing. Last year we had about 325 people, and we're going to be more.
Yeah, I believe it. It was a lot of fun. And I did a post in Facebook Live. I tend to like to do those, and people say, where is that, Francoise? Can we come over? And what time is the party at Perch?
Well, it's scheduled for 5 to 7. Last year it went to about 8:30.
Yeah.
Perch is such a great place such a great venue for this event.
Yeah. Well, and you know what I like about Perch, and because I will be honest, is people think I'm the most social person out there, like a social butterfly. I'm really not. I'm really kind of shy in those settings. You've seen me kind of wandering around in the background. I'll talk to a few people. What I really like about Perch, too, is there's so much to look at when you're
right.
in there with the kitchen and the bath appliances and the way they have the design center set up. It's really fun because you're in there, and it's kind of an icebreaker, too, when you're standing there
Absolutely.
Looking at shower sprays. And so are 20 other people.
Well, we're very fortunate because, as you know, Todd and I are on the board of the chamber. I'm actually the chairman of the Rancho Mirage Chamber, and Jim Murdoch is on it also, and he's with Perch, and he's been very, very hands-on with us and helping us out with this stuff. There is something on that night when you come down there on July 6th. If you get in and see us, I will be giving you a special word that will actually let you go that night to the restaurants. As an early start. It's a little secret mystery word.
A mystery word. I like that. But if you want the mystery word, folks, you have to go to the party, the kickoff party on July 6th at Perch in Rancho Mirage. Again, starts at 5:30. Come on, you have to buy a wristband, though, at the door, $10, and just buy a couple and give them to friends, too, so they go out and support the cause and have a great time. It's just a fun way to liven up our summer. And you two both have noticed. You're both in the business. Let's talk about business for a second. Summer. I don't see it slowing down.
No, it's been good so
as
far.
As much as what we have been accustomed to during the past years. You have the couple of restaurants there, Moroccans and Slice Pizza. Slice, I meet Sherry from Command One Security there all the time at Slice for lunch.
You're very smart.
In fact, I've seen you wandering in and out, but you're busy, the businessman, you know. He goes right to the kitchen. I think you're going to eat something is what I think, Jack. But anyway, so summer-wise, Todd, how have you felt this summer's going?
Yeah, it seems like there's more traffic than there has been in the past, and we're seeing a lot more of the hotels filled up, and they're sending their guests our way, and So it's been good so far.
All right. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. And again, a great addition to our summer program here. A second annual Taste of Summer Rancho Mirage. The 3 weeks that are the designated weeks, but that doesn't count all the other stuff that's going to happen in between, is July 7th through 16th, August 11th through 20th, and September 8th through 17th. Go to the website, which is tasteofsummerranchomirage.com, which will be posted up on Traveling with Francoise. I'll leave it up there during this whole event. You guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Right. You have a happy 4th of July.
You have a safe one. Well.
Yeah, and I'll see you on the 6th. Yeah. I'll be there wandering around. Yeah. All right. Okay,
can't
folks,
wait.
We're going to step aside. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everybody. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. So again, don't forget the Taste of Summer Rancho Mirage, and that information is on the Traveling with Francoise website. Time for the Get a Life Weekly Freebies, brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. From bedding, ball gowns, and casual wear, Country Club Cleaners does it all, even alterations. If you go in there, they are located in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center. Mention Traveling with Francoise, and you will get 10% off your dry cleaning. And that is Country Club Cleaners in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center on Country Club Drive. All right, this is 4th of July week. 4th of July is on Tuesday, so I do know where people can go watch the fireworks for free. Now, I'm going to be sitting in my patio because I live really close to Palm Desert Civic Center, and I just can watch the whole thing. Sean, what are you going to do?
I'm going to sit in my front yard and watch Agua.
Is that kind of nice, though? That, because when you go, I went to Power Stadium one time, and parking as far away from it as you could, because people were parking in every available spot, because Power, first of all, was full.
Oh, yeah.
And outside in their car. So it was jam-packed when it was over. It was jam-packed. I know Civic Center gets a big crowd. It's a ton of fun because Civic Center has a show that goes with it in Palm Desert. They have music, entertainment and stuff that goes with it, and then the fireworks show. But sitting at home, you just kind of sit there, kick back, and watch.
Yeah. You just kind of hang out. I think for me, I'm a little jaded, I think, with fireworks shows. But up north, when you go, we would go to the 4th. It's like one, or at least for years and years and years, it was one of the biggest ones, like this side of the Mississippi.
Oh, well.
So, like, I mean, they fire cannons, they do all kinds of things. So now when I see them, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, they used to be, I know Palm Desert, not that I'm knocking Palm Desert because they do a great job.
No, they're all good.
It used to be a half hour show.
Oh, okay.
And slowly through the years, it's shorter, shorter. Now
they,
I think it's about
really short.
20 minutes. So I have the times here. Palm Springs, so I was wrong. I thought I was telling you 8:30, but I was wrong. Palm Springs fireworks start at 9:15 on Tuesday in the Power Palm Springs Stadium, which is free admission for people who want to watch the fireworks, bring blankets and lawn chairs, sit in the field, but you know it's going to be packed.
Yes.
All right, in the Palm Springs Swim Center, the public pool will host a special pool party at 2 p.m., music, games, inflatables, which I guess also will last through, I don't know, are they going to last through the fireworks? I'm not sure, but it, we know Palm Springs Stadium. Palm Desert, the fireworks start at 9. I thought they started when it get dark, but no.
Yeah,
They start at 9.
A little later.
And then night kicks off with the national anthem at 7:15, followed by a concert at 7:30. There will be food vendors. Feel free to bring a picnic. And that is at the Civic Center in Palm Desert, which is off of San Pablo Avenue. So people were parking all over the place and just walking over. There is limited parking there, but it really, great fireworks show. Okay, Indio, their fireworks start at 8:45 on Monday. They're having theirs on Monday.
Yeah, they've been doing that for a while, I think.
Yeah, at Fantasy Springs Resort Casino, Eagle Falls Golf Course. So they say bring blankets and low back folding chairs, and they say for more info, go to fantasyspringsresort.com. So there, if you want fireworks two nights in a row, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Rancho Mirage fireworks start at 9 p.m. on Tuesday, and those will be at Agua Caliente. And they say there they're going to have live music from 5 to 8:30 p.m., and there will also be synchronized music accompanying the fireworks. They do the same thing over at Palm Desert. So again, bring lawn chairs, blankets, south of the south lot of the casinos where you're going to be parking. Because they set the fireworks up on that big field across the street.
Right, which is why I get to see it so easily.
Yeah, it's right there.
it's right there.
Right over there. So, and then the O'Donnell House, The AAP Food Samaritans is holding an Independence Day party at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. I've been there for fireworks there, and you kind of overlook the whole valley there, the Palm Springs area, and you get the Power Stadium fireworks. And that, though, is not free. It costs $150, includes it's a fundraiser. Food, music, all sorts of stuff, and you'll get to see the fireworks. So that's at the historic O'Donnell House if you want to do that instead. And for tickets, go to aidsassistance.org/events. Now, tram, if you want to go and see the fireworks from the tram, you can see the Palm Springs Stadium and what's happening in Desert Hot Springs and Yucca Valley. But remember, you don't hear a sound.
Right.
They're all below you. And Greg says, Francoise, don't tell people to see the fireworks at the tram. But I do anyway. But
you're I think it would look cool.
It's really pretty.
I think it would look really cool.
On a clear night, it's gorgeous. Because you see all these bursting
right.
way down below in the valley, all these fireworks bursting all over the place. So go up to the top of the tram. But I love what the tram is doing. They are giving free military armed forces military days throughout July. If you are a military personnel with valid military identification, active, former, and retired, receive free admission to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. That is really, really nice. So take advantage of this through the entire month of July. Of course, the Living Desert, they have partnered with the Palm Springs Art Museum. See, I talk about some of this every week, so I'm going to skip most of it. Here's something I did want to tell you about. The mall. I told you about the Palm Desert Certified Farmers Market at the Westfield Mall. It's on Sundays from 9 to 1:30.
Right.
Joe R., friend of ours, went, and he said it was really good.
Really?
Yeah.
I really want to go over there.
Right. Well, you could go before the show or run over there. But 1:30, people are breaking down then.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you want to go early.
Yeah. I would want to go before.
But yeah, 9 o'clock. So Joe said it was very, very good. That's and he's a little picky. You know, he likes good things. But he said it was really nice. So, again, there you go. Check it out. That is every Sunday at Westfield Mall from 9 to 1:30 p.m. I have some tips for your furry friends on the 4th of July. I just don't think we're going to have time. But remember, the sensitive dogs have very sensitive hearing. And that's why the fireworks bother them so much.
Oh, yeah. My dogs go into a complete panic state.
Yeah. And it's that noise.
Put them in in a room with TV loud.
Yeah.
Just do that.
Yeah. Cover it up. It's not even so. It's not so much the flashing of the lights, but it's that bang,
it's all
bang,
the sound.
Bang.
Yeah. It's all sound.
Yeah. All right. Get a Life Weekly Priced Events brought to you by Desert Arc Attire and Thousand Palms. Yes, Thousand Palms. Desert Arc Attire has their location over there on Gunther Street. Remember, when you get your items embroidered or silkscreened from Desert Arc Attire, you are employing clients of Desert Arc. A win-win all the way around. Call them today, 760-343-7333. And it's a they have a two-week turnaround, guaranteed two-week turnaround. So, again, give them a call. And employ those folks at Desert Arc, and it's just good for everyone. They do all my hats and stuff for traveling with Francoise. Microchip Mondays is now through July. Thanks to Animal Samaritans, they have extended that program for your animals. You can get your pet microchipped for only $15, no appointment necessary, between 9:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. at Animal Samaritans in Thousand Palms, or in Indio. So again, Microchip Mondays that extended through July. Independence Day has special hours at the tram. First car up, 8 a.m. Last car up will be 8 p.m. And last tram car down will be 9:45. Perfect. So you can watch the fireworks. Registration for Paint El Paseo Pink, which is happening in October, is now open. I will have the information on how to register for that. Lots of things happening up in Joshua Tree. They have their comedy improv happening on July 7th and 9th. All of this will be on the website. They have an event on You Can Make Me Laugh. Francesca Amari. She will be there at the High Desert Cultural Center on July 7th. Just so many things. So you're going to have to go to the Traveling with Francoise website to see what's happening. Of course, Pageant of the Masters. Let's talk about that real quick. That's happening in Laguna Beach. I did give the first dated set of Pageant of the Masters tickets away. So those are dated, but I have more after this weekend. I will get a new contest for Pageant of the Masters tickets posted on the website. So do not worry about that. I have more to go. I'm really excited about that, thanks to the Pageant of the Masters. And these are all tickets for August. They're dated tickets, non-transferable, but check out the website. I will get some more contests up there after this weekend goes by, because I think my web person is probably taking the time off. On that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to shift mode into travel. We're going to talk about travel. I also have those three-day passes for Comic-Con to give away, some tram tickets to give away, and a lot more. We're going to go to Great Camp Sagamore in New York. Have you ever been there? Well, stick around. We'll be right back, and you're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM.